Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, and presented on Spotify, the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Acast, Verbal, and Reason. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Thank you for being part of the program All About TV's Current and Future on this very Sunday and glorious Friday afternoon, wherever you are. 82 degrees at the top of the hour. No more heat wave. Far less humidity than we were last with you on Monday afternoon. It looks like the weekend is going to be absolutely gorgeous, at least here in the New York metro area. And it's just you and me and some good TV conversation for the next most of this hour coming up. And we want to hear from you. Want to hear your thoughts on where TV is at and where it's going. And the way you communicate with us is very simple. You give us a call. And the number you use is this, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anywhere you are catching us live here in New York or around the globe or around the world here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. You should say across the country or around the world here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, Tuner Radio. Wherever you are, you're welcome to dial in. And if you're shy about dialing in, no problem with us, because we got a chat room in business for you. It's SimonApple04. That is the name of the room. You will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. So use the phone or the room. Either way, you're involved. And while the program is on the air, as always, you can connect and be with others through Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, TuneIn screen. Follow those instructions. And other people can be live with you, just as you are right now with us. And speaking of us, let's get right to what we usually do at the beginning of every program, and that is give you the latest news notes. Spectrum Originals, the scripted content programming unit of cable operator Charter Communications, is winding down and wrapping up. Formed in 2018, Spectrum Originals offered co-produced series and miniseries available to Charter customers free on demand. Projects included L.A.'s Finest, which ran 2 seasons and later appeared on Fox, Paradise Lost, Joe Pickett, Angela Black, and Temple. Higher production costs, coronavirus pandemic delays, and the recent departure of Originals chief Catherine Pope to run Sony Pictures Television were factors in the shutdown decision. No details yet on what will happen to series awaiting release, including AMC co-made Beacon 21, which already has a 2-season commitment, and the 2nd season of Joe Pickett. I'll have more to say about this situation with some ideas about where those series that are awaiting release should go. That's coming up later in today's program. Now some quickies. Memoir-inspired Amazon TV series High School will start October 14th. TikTok creators Rayleigh and Suzanne Gilliland co-star. If you didn't catch The Late Show on CBS last night, Jon Batiste has exited his role as bandleader on the Stephen Colbert-hosted program. The reason? His budding Grammy-winning music-making career. 6 Spanish-language telenovela actresses will reunite October 20th for Secretos de Villanas, or Secrets of Villains in English. This will be the first original series from Pinello TV, and they're promising there will be more, both scripted and unscripted, in the coming year. Short-form anthology series Love, Death, and Robots will get a 4th season on Netflix. And Twin Sisters Adama and Adianne Ibu gained a live-action animated series development deal with Disney Unit 20th Television earlier today. First up, soon, Super Washi Girls, funded, this is a crazy name. I got to tell you, it's one of the craziest names of a television series, live-action or animated, I have seen in a long time. Let's try this again. Super Shanti Girls, Funkomatic Bang Bang. Say that 3 times fast. How's that for a new contemporary tongue twister? I'll try it one more time. Super Shanti Girls, Funkomatic Bang Bang, and it will be for Freeform. And that is news notes for today. I got to get this duo on the program. I want to see if they can say that a few times fast. And by the way, they are really something. From what I understand, they've been involved both acting, producing, writing, and directing a number of different television series in the last couple of years for 20th Television. And congratulations to them for having this very unique Tony Velma deal. And again, they are twin, and the people at 20th Television say that there are big things in store for them. They're chock full of ideas, and they should be something special. Because we don't have a guest today, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to scramble up the normal order of things that we do on a Friday episode, including our regular Friday feature, the takeaway of the week. That's where we showcase a development or two that happened this week that we think you take away from as being something that could impact the future of television and how you watch and use the medium. As it turns out, our takeaway this week is the first news note that we brought you on our last episode, Monday afternoon. And it deals with a very unique arrangement between multi-channel bundle FuboTV and the popular actor Ryan Reynolds. He runs a production company called Maximum Effort, and it was started 4 years ago with his partner George Dewey. And what happened is that on Monday, they announced a far-reaching deal with Fubo, the multi-channel bundle that carries a lot of sports and entertainment channels. And what they're doing is they're having an agreement where they will co-produce scripted and unscripted television. And this is the big thing. They are going to launch a new network, probably sometime next year, called Maximum Effort, named after their production company. What made me really look at this as a takeaway of the week candidate was some of the quotes in the press release that Fubo and Maximum Effort came out with jointly. Let me give you a quote from Ryan Reynolds. Maximum Effort's mission is to bring people together in fun and unexpected ways, and we think today's announcement with Fubo will help do just that. FuboTV has taken a fresh approach to developing and delivering content in the digital age, and the entire team is passionate about thinking differently and taking chances. I genuinely can't believe Maximum Effort gets to program our own network. I am beyond excited and grateful to Fubo. Now, why is this becoming a candidate, and why did it become takeaway of the week this week on this Friday? Well, very simple. We told you and suggested on our 15th anniversary episode last week that one of the big stories this year has been the fact that smart TV sets, smart TV devices, and multi-channel bundles are no longer just content pullers or aggregators or content, whether it's content or channel carriers, if you will, or content or channel aggregators. They are becoming content and channel makers. And this is an example of FuboTV jumping into the idea of creating a channel, and in this case, a channel with a very popular A-list actor. What really caught my attention in this press release was this quote from the head of original programming at Fubo, Pamela Duckworth. This is what she said, and I quote, "It's so exciting to partner with Ryan, George, and James to launch a new entertainment network. We all feel the opportunity to co-create scripted and unscripted content without the usual layers of approvals necessary at other networks will open the creative floodgates." That last sentence is far worth repeating. We all feel the opportunity to co-create scripted and unscripted content without the usual layers of approval necessary at other networks will open the creative floodgates. And that, in a nutshell, is why it's the takeaway of the week. Because Fubo is opening the door to becoming as big a channel or content maker as Tubi, it's one of its multi-channel bundle rivals, Samsung, Roku, LG, and the other smart TV sets and smart TV makers. And if Fubo is doing this, you better believe that other multi-channel bundles are also putting the idea of making, creating channels and content, individual series, scripted and unscripted, on their radar screen. And in fact, another venture did before the end of this week. And we will have the people behind that venture on our program 1 week from today. And I'm very curious to know what you have to say about this. So if you have some thoughts about Maximum Effort or the whole idea of smart TV sets, smart devices, and multi-channel bundles creating content, well, give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room. Simon Apple 04 by name. Michael Bonner, by the way, just joined us in the room. Thanks for joining us, Mike. If you have a question or comment, put it in the room. We'll get to it, or give us a call, 646-652-2906. We really appreciate it. There's no question in my mind that this development could be very, very big. And again, if Ryan Reynolds can make this happen with a multi-channel bundle, You better believe that other A-listers in the entertainment world, whether they're big in movies or TV or stage, they'll look at doing their own channels too. And they'll look at Fubo, and they'll look at Tubi, and they'll look at Zumo, and they'll look at Samsung, and they'll look at Roku, and LG, and Vizio, and they'll do what they need to do to get involved. And incidentally, we should point out that in addition to the production agreement and making their own channel happen, Ryan's company, or Reynolds' company, is also getting an equity stake in Fubo. So keep your eye on Maximum Effort. This is a big, big deal. Now, I have a runner-up this week to our takeaway segment, and it comes from a press release provided by the Paley Center for Media that I got late yesterday. And this is a bit of news that I was really surprised did not make the local newscasts on broadcast television or New York One or somewhere else last night. Here's the big news. The Paley Center for Media, which is one of the great places of focusing on television and media in general, is working with the mayor of this city since January, Eric Adams, and they're going to do a special live celebration of television and media this weekend. And not this weekend, but it'll be a full weekend of events. It'll be October 1st to October 2nd with a special opening night celebration at the Paley Museum the night before, September 30th. And listen to what they're going to do. They're going to take the entire block, from what I understand, which is 52nd Street between 5th and 6th Avenue, and they're going to have a wonderful lineup of exhibits for the entire family that you can see anytime during this two-day celebration. It's going to be open to the public, and it's going to be free. And listen to what some of the exhibits are going to be. Just check this out. First of all, there'll be a number of different pro sports leagues involved, the NFL, with a skills contest with the help of the NFL experience. National Hockey League is going to display the Stanley Cup. Nickelodeon is going to have some slime activities, and some of their shows are going to have special exhibits like That Girl Lele and Tyler Perry's Young Dylan, NFL Slime Time, Blues Clues and You, the upcoming San Diego the Seas. It'll be live and interactive. Fremantle, the folks who just launched the new version of Password on NBC, they're going to have a special 50th anniversary exhibit of The Price is Right, which goes into season 51 next month on CBS. Major League Baseball is going to have a dream playing field that will be open. Nintendo is going to be involved with a live gaming tent. Hasbro, the folks behind Entertainment One, the fast-rising production company, they're going to be doing some game stuff and other things at a special exhibit. NBA and WNBA is going to have some hoop action going on. NBC Sports is going to partner up with NASCAR to do some auto racing exhibits. Fox is going to have The Masked Singer in a very special deal where some of the favorite characters, costumes from that series with people in them is going to be on display. Hearst is going to have Innovation Nation, the Mo Rocca series on CBS Saturday mornings. They're going to have an exhibit. EA Sports is going to have some gameplay of Madden NFL 23 and other releases. ESPN is going to be involved. Xbox, which looks like they're going to be involved in smart TV set making or device making and maybe do a cloud gaming service that will be available for television. We'll be doing something. Televisa Univision and Telemundo will both have, in honor of Hispanic Heritage Month, they'll have an exhibit. New York Red Bulls, Major League Soccer is going to do something. Warner Bros. Discovery is going to be doing some screenings of some of their upcoming programs. Bloomberg TV is going to set up a live studio where people can actually anchor their own newscast. I got to do that one. Take-Two Interactive Software is going to have some gameplay. The World Surfing League is going to showcase some of their surfing activities. AMC and AMC Plus is going to have screenings and much, much, much more. And we expect other TV makers to be involved in this venture. This is a fantastic, fantastic breakthrough development for the public And if I'm not involved, if I'm a big media company, big television network, or network on the verge of breaking loose, I would think about being part of this. This is a great deal. This is something that personally I have wanted the TV industry to do for years, an individual company for years, which is to do public events, whether it's Netflix, whether it's NBC Universal, whether it's Warner Bros. Discovery, whether it's HBO, whether it's Showtime, whether it's Paramount, the various mega content services, Hulu, et cetera. They should be doing these events on a regular basis in public, free, in New York, in Chicago, in Los Angeles, in Silicon Valley, around the country, to showcase people where their television work is at and what's coming up. So kudos to Mayor Adams. Kudos to the staff of the Mayor's Office of Media Entertainment. Kudos to the Paley Center for Media. Marvelous organization, used to be known as the Museum of Broadcasting, then the Museum of TV and Radio, then the Paley Center for Media, now the Paley Center, which is both in New York and L.A. This is really super. I hope this is not a one-shot. I hope this becomes an annual event here in New York, and it becomes something to do, free and public available, all over the country. And by the way, this is something that the Consumer Technology Association should be part of as well, especially in light of the effort to showcase smart TV sets and smart TV devices and the effort to showcase next-gen television or the rollout of ATSC 3.0 by broadcast stations around the country. So let's see what happens. We'll keep you posted. And if there's any way that we can be involved at Tomorrow Be Televised with Paley Weekend, we're going to aim to do it. So we're going to next week get in touch with the Paley Center and see if maybe we can do something for that. I'd love to. Let's see if we can do that. And maybe Media Village could be part of it also, the Media Leadership website too. All righty. Anyway, let me tell you about what we've got coming up on Tomorrow Be Televised next week. We have a terrific lineup for you. We originally were going to have next week be our second three-episode week of August to kick off our 16th year on the air, which we did way back a week ago Monday. Well, as it turns out, we're going to have a four-episode week. That's right, four episodes coming your way, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. The Monday episode, which we now have set, will be happening 1 hour later than normal, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. That's 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. And as we mentioned earlier, we're going to have, kicking things off, Frank Leckett. He is the head of First Nation Experience. That is the Native American Crafted Network that started about 8 years ago. It's thanks to a PBS grant of multi-million dollars to a station in California. When we had Frank on the show a number of years ago, it was only available in some parts of the country. But now it's available in at least 20 states, mostly as a multicast channel on public television stations. In some markets, it's available on smart TV sets and smart devices. And we'll have Frank on to kick things off and talk about where FNX is going and their original programming plans and how they're impacted by this incredible growth this last year in Native American content, Dark Winds, Reservation Dogs, Rutherford Falls, other projects in the works. And we are delighted to tell you that right after that, we will have, reset from last Monday or this past Monday, we will have the Primetime Emmy Award cinematography nominee, Mike Pritchett. Mike is nominated for an Emmy Award this year for his work on the critically acclaimed HBO series of last summer, 100-Foot Wave, which is coming back next summer, from what we understand. Mike was supposed to be on our show Monday as our lead guest. He wasn't there. We found out later on that Mike did call in. Unfortunately, he didn't have the right time to call in. So I'm happy to say that this afternoon we finally got word that Mike is ready to do the show. And we've reset it for Monday afternoon at 4:30 Eastern time, 1:30 Pacific. So be sure to join us. That's Monday's show with Frank Blanquette of First Nations Experience and Mike Prickett from 100-Foot Wave. And as I've been saying all along, what it took for Mike to be in position to do that series, and I've seen clips since, and if you haven't seen 100-Foot Wave, it's an extraordinary show. The cinematography is out of this universe, especially that high-definition set. If you think you've seen surfing, particularly high-wave surfing, you got to see this series. It's amazing. The visuals are incredible. And what, as I said, what Mike had to do to make that happen, to actually do it, It's one of the most amazing stories I think you'll find in a long time. And Mike will finally be with us on Monday to talk about it. On Tuesday, we will have the co-creators of the new all-black series, Send Help. It's a new scripted series, and we'll speak with the co-creators, Gene Ellie and Mike Goyo. And incidentally, that night, All Black is going to do a special event here in New York City, not far from where I am, at Industry City in Brooklyn, in support of Send Help. And I'll be there for that. So look forward to seeing Gene and Mike in person. But a few hours earlier, at our regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, they will join us. Then on Wednesday, Peacock has a unique scripted miniseries coming up on Thursday called The Undeclared War. And if you think cyber terrorism is something now, what if there was an all-out war that was carried out on people's laptops, personal computers, maybe smartphones, etc.? Well, an award-winning executive producer, writer-director named Peter Kosminski has come up with that scenario, and it will premiere Thursday on Peacock. It's the miniseries, The Undeclared War, and he'll be with us live from England to tell us all about it. And finally, on Friday's episode, as I quickly mentioned when I talked about the Fubo deal with Maximum Effort, a few days ago, another similar deal happened with another multi-channel bundle called Plex. And that deal is with the popular news source and opinion source from Washington, D.C., The Hill, now owned by Nexstar, the folks that do News Nation. And The Hill is going to launch its own new television network on Plex. We will have Plex's Vice President of Strategic Alliance and Content, Jane Eldridge, and the General Manager of The Hill, Jason Galinsky. And you'll also meet the entertainment editor of a popular magazine called True West, who's very much into TV and movie westerns. His name is Henry Pank, and I think you'll enjoy meeting him. And he has a lot to say about the state of TV westerns right now and where things might be going. And we'll ask him this question. Remember the days in the 1950s and 60s where TV was filled with westerns almost every night and every day? Well, in this era of plentiful television, why are we seeing a revival, a big revival of TV westerns? And are we going to? With so many ways to put a Western on the air now. Well, we'll ask Henry about that. Henry Park, by the way, is his name. And I think you'll really enjoy meeting him. So we'll have the folks from Plex and The Hill and True West Entertainment Editor, big on Western TV and movies, Henry Park. They'll all be with us Friday, and that will wrap up our four-episode week. Very rare thing for us to do, and we're going to do it. That's next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. The Monday episode will be at 3 p.m. Eastern. I'm sorry, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. That's 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. And the rest of the episodes will be at our regular time. That's 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Tom and Emma, I'm with you. It's you and me for a little while longer right here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tune Radio. Thank you so much for being with us on this Friday afternoon. It is gorgeous compared to the heat wave we had at the start of the week. It's far, far better outside. It's 82 degrees at the top of the hour. And coming up, we have our classic trivia question of the week, and we'll also have a follow-up on the news note we kicked things off with today, the Spectrum Original news that they are winding down, and after four, almost 5 years in business, they are going bye-bye. What's going to happen with all the shows that they are in production on or about to launch, like Beacon 21, the AMC co-produced series with Lena Headey from Game of Thrones fame, which, by the way, has a two-season commitment. Originally, it was a one-season, and then I guess because of the way things looked with the opening episodes, that they decided to go for a two-season run, at least. So more about that coming up after the bottom of the hour. Before we finish this half hour, there's one more thing I do want to say. You may know that over the next month, two of the most anticipated television scripted series, not just this year, anticipated series in recent years will be launching. First, on August 21st, the long-awaited Game of Thrones prequel, House of the Dragon, will premiere. And then a couple of weeks later, with $500 million plus invested, Amazon Prime Video will launch, at long last, The Lord of the Rings. There's going to be a lot riding on both series. And I'm very sure that you out there would love us to present some of the people involved in the making of both shows. Well, I want you to know that we are going to shoot for the moon to have both represented on this program. And we're not going to get into the which one is better than the other and this whole rivalry idea that some people have been popping up in the media about, well, one's better than the other, they're both in competition with each other, and if neither of them work, well, there goes the idea of genre television. No, we're going to get into the making of the show and what's at stake in terms of the interest in having this kind of program, this fantasy genre, really fly on television in a major way. So I want you to know that earlier this week, we sent a communication to HBO, and we said we'd love to have anybody from House of the Dragon on this program. Ryan Condal, who is the co-creator and showrunner of the series, he was on our program. We did the series Colony for USA, terrific show, very inventive. It was his first television series. It ran two seasons on USA. Like I said, we had him on. We've also had on Greg Yatanis, who is one of the directors, I understand, and executive producers of the series when he did his work on Cinemax. We would love to have them on the program. We'll take any of the other executive producers. If George R. R. Martin wants to come on, he's fine. We'll take any of the actors, any of the directors. We'll take the composer. We'll take the cinematographer, anybody. And we have made it clear to HBO, we will take anybody. And we're willing to go from our normal 20, 25-minute interview segments to 40, 45 minutes. If that's what they want, we'll do it. So I want you to know that we're going to make every max, like Ryan Reynolds would say, maximum effort possible to have House of Dragons represent on this program. And by Monday morning, we will get the same type of communication out to the folks at Amazon for Lord of the Rings. Again, we'll take any of the executive producers, any of the actors, any of the writers, any of the directors, composer, cinematographer, film editor, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, we've been on the air for now 15-plus years, 15 years, almost 15 years and 2 weeks. And we think we have proven ourselves time and time again to showcase major new TV series and networks. The track record, you can hear for yourself on our podcast sites, on onpodium.com, our website there, and on, of course, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Because all of our episodes are there. And I really hope that HBO and Amazon will both see the value of having their people on this program, on this program. So I want you to know that we are going to make you out there, we're going to make every effort we can to have the people from both series represented on this program, on the air live, so you can also be involved and interact with them with your phone calls and your chat room reaction and thoughts. So, and by the way, you're perfectly welcome to contact them, HBO and Amazon, and say, hey, there's a TV, there's a radio program about television that would like to have your people on, and I'd love to like to hear them. So, you know, talk to Simon. Make it happen. So any thoughts that you can provide to HBO or Amazon to encourage them to come on this program, you're more than welcome. And be civil about it, folks. If you do email them or make a phone call to them, you know, be civil. All right? You know, don't be argumentative. Don't be, you know, like, if you don't do this or else. Just be civil, okay? Be great. Be respectful, all right? And we'll keep you posted. And we are committed that we will have House of the Dragon and Lord of the Rings on this program. And we're working on it, so we'll keep you posted. And when we come back, we'll have our classic trivia question of the week. We'll also have a follow-up to the news note we had in this hour, in this half hour, about Spectrum Originals, with some ideas about where some of these shows that are waiting to find out if they'll get on somewhere, where they can go. So we'll get to all of that after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You listen to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, streaming.com, tune.com. Together, reaching over 70 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Check out The B-Side. It's an offbeat music show that you will love. The B-Side is one of Blog Talk Radio's longest-running musical programs. And the latest episode is next Tuesday, 5:30 p.m. Eastern, 2:30 p.m. Pacific, The B-Side. Check it out on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, that's B-Chart 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to more of Tomorrow Be Televised on this Friday afternoon, the 12th of August, 2022, wrapping up week number two of our 16th year on the air. Somehow I'm with you live from New York, 82 degrees at the bottom of the hour. If a question or comment about television that you want to imply on or deploy or get your thoughts out, well, give us a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-522-906. The number is good anywhere you're catching us, across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tuner Radio. And we've got our chat room still in business. Michael Bonner, from wherever you are, get in there. If you have a question or comment on what we're saying or your thoughts about TV is at, where it's going, we'll put in the room. That's SimonApple04. You'll find it at the homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised, or give us that call, 646-652-2906. We do appreciate your interactivity with us. All right, time for our classic trivia question of the week. We introduced the question on Monday's show, and we've got three prizes in play if you are first with the correct answer by email. We've got the Nickelodeon Loud House Christmas card set. It's a beauty. Plus, we have two books for you, bestsellers, both written by former TWD guest from Paul Freeman. It's the novel The Unexpected Danny Green, which some people are considering as a possible television series down the road. And from the noted public relations guru, Dan Harari, we've got Flirting with Fame. He's had an amazing career with all sorts of incredible entertainment icons, and you'll read all about it in that book. And that book can be yours, plus our other prizes, if you know the answer, and can email it to this question. Chevy Chase was the first Weekend Update anchor person on Saturday Night Live. Who was second? Chevy Chase was the first Weekend Update anchor on Saturday Night Live back in the mid-1970s. Who was second? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember, you must enclose your name and your mailing address. And if you're first with the correct answer, you will win our three prizes. And if we don't get a winner by the end of today, we will post the question tomorrow morning on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum and Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. By the way, we're coming closing in on 790 followers. We picked up a number of them, like two or three of them, over the last few days. So thank you for joining our Twitter feed. We use the feed to let you know what's coming up on future episodes of this program. Plus, we also give you breaking TV news and comments and much more. So check it out at UBC Simon TWBT. One more time, let's give you our classic trivia question. Chevy Chase was the original Weekend Update anchor person on Saturday Night Live. Who was second? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. simonapple04@yahoo.com. One note, we sometimes, on my Facebook page, we do get people, when I post the question, who are like giving us thumbs up, but they're not, and they're not giving us the answer. Remember, you have to email me at that email address in order to be in to win. Again, it's simonapple04@yahoo.com. So those of you who've been communicating with me on Facebook when I post the question, I love that you're doing it. Email me. That's how you get the opportunity to win. So be in there and win. Let's have a winner this weekend. We haven't had one in over a month, so let's do it this weekend, okay? And, of course, all the very best. Well, at the beginning of the program, I mentioned the news that Spectrum Originals, which is a scripted programming unit of cable operator Charter Communications, is wrapping up its run that was started in 2018. For those who don't know, Spectrum Originals is the programming unit of Charter Communications that decided to put together original scripted and at least one case unscripted program that would be co-produced with people like AMC Networks, with Viacom, CBS, now Paramount Global, and other entities, that would run first on video on demand on Charter's cable systems around the country, New York, L.A., in between, and then would run elsewhere. Well, they built up a pretty good track record. L.A.'s Finest, which was their first project, ran two seasons on Spectrum Originals, then went on an abbreviated run on Fox a year after that. They had Paradise Lost. They had a show called Joe Pickett, which we had the creator on. It had to be over a year ago. And that show, by the way, turned out to be Spectrum Originals' most watched video-on-demand attraction. There was also Angela Black that came on late last year, and there was Temple, which ran two seasons, and some people put on their 10 best, some critics put on their 10 best or top new shows of the year listings. Well, today, Spectrum Originals decided we're going to pull the plug. And there are a number of factors why. The shows got more costly. Number two, Charter Communications as well as other cable operators, continue to have cord-cutting issues where people are dropping their video service and they're switching to other things like smart TV sets, smart devices, main content services like Netflix, Hulu, Disney+, et cetera, et cetera. Another was the coronavirus pandemic forced delays in some of the productions as well as additional filming costs. And what really was the icing on the cake in terms of the decision to pull the plug was the decision a couple of weeks ago by Catherine Pope to leave her post as the head of Spectrum Originals and go to Sony Pictures Television to run it in a big way, which I believe she is starting this month. So that's the major factors that led to the demise of Spectrum Originals. And the demise leaves some concerns because there are a number of shows that either are in production or they're about to be released that right now either may not have a home or don't know when they'll run on Spectrum, if at all. The second season of Joe Pickett, a miniseries about the relationship of country music superstars Tammy Wynette and George Jones called George and Tammy, which I understand has gotten some very good advanced buzz when people have seen clips from the miniseries. There's Beacon 21, the AMC co-production starring Lena Headey of Game of Thrones fame, which was supposed to launch before the end of the year on Spectrum Originals and got a second season a few weeks ago because of, again, initial advanced buzz. Also, there's another series called Panhandle that was also supposed to premiere on Spectrum Originals either this year or early 2023. And I think there's one or two other projects that also are currently in the midst of production. So what's going to happen? Well, first of all, I think Beacon 21, AMC will pick it up. With AMC and AMC Plus, if Spectrum Originals doesn't run it, AMC will pick it up. It's their co-production. So I don't think there'll be a problem there. Joe Pickett, there's a problem. George and Tammy and these other shows, no word yet. I would not be surprised if in winding this venture down that Spectrum decides just give the rights back to the creators and the production companies we worked with and let them sell it somewhere else. Well, I'll tell you, I think there's a couple places that I think would go for these shows. First of all, Joe Pickett, Amazon Freevee, which is on a roll in terms of picking up projects, would be a great space for Joe Pickett. It's a very different kind of police procedural. It's a police procedural. It's a family drama. It's a nature drama. So it hits several genre check marks, and I think Freebie would be a great place for it. Roku would be a great place maybe for George and Tammy or for Panhandle. Another possibility could be Fubo TV. Another possibility could be Tubi. I think Tubi, which, by the way, is owned by Fox, which has the upcoming country music-oriented drama series Monarch with Susan Sarandon, I think they would love to have George and Tammy on. I think that would be a perfect miniseries for them. So I would not be surprised if Tubi gets into the conversation for that particular project. So I have no doubt that Spectrum Originals will find new homes for these places. The question is where and how soon. And we'll keep you posted. And I want to say also, I think Charter should be congratulated. I know that there are probably some disappointed people that Spectrum is getting out of the original content-making business, especially scripted television. As far as I know, they're the only cable operator, pure-play cable operator, that was doing it. And give them credit for doing it. They stepped up to the plate and said, we're going to launch scripted television in video on demand, free to customers. And when you look at the track record in full, not a bad track record. Very few bombs. Temple turned out to be a sleeper hit. Angela Black was a sleeper hit. Joe Pickett, a sleeper hit. L.A. Finest, two seasons, and a Fox run that nobody expected when it started. And I'm happy to say that we were able on this show, we had the executive producers and creators of Joe Pickett, of Paradise Lost, of L.A.'s Finest. We were certainly in the mix to try to get Beacon 21. And we had heard about these other projects, too, and we were going to contact them. And they have very good PR representation, by the way. So I want to thank, the people at Spectrum Originals for allowing their talent to come on this program. We will keep you posted about Spectrum, about these series. And if they do end up on Spectrum, we'll let you know. If they end up somewhere else, we'll let you know. And we will invite Beacon 21 and George and Tammy and Panhandle and the other shows that are in production as we speak to come on this program when their shows are ready to go on the air. And to Catherine Pope, she did a great job. The former exec of NBC did a marvelous job putting Spectrum Originals together out of from nothing. And I have a hunch she's going to do a fantastic job at Sony Pictures TV. We've already reached out to her to come on our program when she's settled in there, and we'll keep you posted when that happens. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Tomorrow Be Televised. Again, sorry that we didn't have a guest for you, and we are going to have a lot of guests coming your way next week. Remember, next week we'll be coming your way with four episodes, not three, four episodes. First one on Monday. We'll be on an hour later than usual, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Our guest then will be the overseer of First Nate's Experience, the Native American Plumbing Network, that's available through public television stations and multicast, also on smart TV sets and smart devices. Frank Blanket will be with us, first time in several years. And we will have the 2022 Primetime Emmy Award nominee for cinematography for a nonfiction series from the HBO acclaimed series Wonderful Wade, cinematographer Mike Prickett, reset from last Monday. Then, the rest of our episodes that week will be in our regular time period, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific. Among our guests on Tuesday, from the new All Black, All BLK, scripted series, Send Help, co-creators Gene Ellie and Mike Gaio. And they'll be with us, and we'll hope to see them in person later that day for a special event at Industry City in Brooklyn. On Wednesday, from the new Peacock limited miniseries, The Undeclared War, award-winning executive producer, writer, director Peter Kosminski. Finally, on Friday, 1 week from today, from the new venture involving Plex, the multi-channel bundle, and the Capitol Hill news source, The Hill, we'll have Plex Vice President of Strategic Alliance and the Content, Sean Eldridge, and the general manager of The Hill, Jason Dolinsky, and the entertainment editor of the popular magazine True West, covering the world of movie and TV westerns, Henry Park. If you came in late on today's episode, you want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage anytime the rest of the day and this weekend. We have the episode for you. And all of our episodes this month so far and from this year so far, you'll find it at blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. And remember, all of our episodes are available to you on podcast. So check them out at Google Podcasts, podcast.google.com, iHeartRadio.com and their podcast network, tunein.com, Spreaker Podcast, Apple TV, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, including Vizio Smart Television Sets, Acast, Verbal, Reason, et cetera, et cetera. And don't forget, we have a great time with our website. Check it out. It's tomorrowwillbetelevised.onpodium.com. It's tomorrowwillbetelevised.onpodium.com. Remember, Tomorrow Will Be Televised, in between the words, there are hyphens. And remember, if you'd like to offer a question to yours truly about the world of TV, individual series, trends, developed, et cetera, use the question device at the bottom of the home screen. I'll get the question. If we use your question, if we answer it on the air, you, of course, will get the credit. So once again, it's tomorrowwillbetelevised.onpodium.com. You can't say it enough. We love hearing from you, and we do appreciate your thoughts, whether positive or negative, suggestions, et cetera. So do email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember, that's how you get involved in our classic trivia question every week. Once again, let's give you that question. Chevy Chase was the first Weekend Update anchor person on Saturday Night Live. Who was second? And we also have a regular feature, I hope to do it next week at some point, called The Show to Know. Is there a TV series you like that doesn't get enough attention for one reason or another? Well, email me with the information about that show, when it's on, what network, et cetera, or service. And if we use your suggestion on the air, you, yes, you, get the credit. And you ought to. So, again, we love hearing from you, so communicate. Do it by email. Do it by social media. We're on Facebook. We're on LinkedIn at Simon Applebaum either way. And we're also on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. However you communicate with us, we communicate back with you in 24 hours. That's our pledge to you. Why? Because what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed are those of the participants. They are not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Andy Toe is BeatStars General Manager. Dave Sonnenberg is Head of Content. Website service provided by On Podium, the Internet's new podcast outpost. Guitarist Vegas is our web coordinator. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a wonderful weekend ahead. It's going to be gorgeous here in the New York area. Absolutely beautiful, low humidity, plenty of sunshine. Make the most of it here in New York or wherever else you are. And we'll be back on Monday. Remember, an hour later than usual, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. You know where. Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tuner Radio, all of our podcast affiliates and our website outpost. That's tomorrowbetelevised.onpodium.com. Whatever you're up to between now and then, please make it safe. Make it great. Have a wonderful time however you make that time happen. And if you haven't been vaccinated, check in with your doctor. Check your medical situation. Find out about all the alternative treatments that are available to you, including the Pfizer and Merck pills, which are available in many pharmacies around the country, often without a prescription, and in many cases. And then once you do that, make a choice, your choice, and make it great. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.